reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come, and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation upon the land, in the mountains of Israel, and there shall be one prince for them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. No longer shall they defile themselves with their idols, their abominations, and all their transgressions. I will deliver from them all their sins of apostasy and cleanse them so that they may be my people and I may be their God. My servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for them all. They shall live by my statutes and carefully observe my decrees. They shall live on the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where their fathers lived. They shall live on it forever, they and their children and their children's children, with my servant David, their prince forever. I will make with them a covenant of peace. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will multiply them and put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thus the nations shall know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy, when my sanctuary shall be set up among them forever. Verbum Domini. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles, and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen.
The Lord guard us as the shepherd guards his flock.
Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows.
The Lord will guard us as the shepherd guards his flock.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" Verbum Domini. I'm involved in working on a book with for EWTN to tell again the remarkable story of what has happened here with Mother Angelica and EWTN, the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament. And it's been wonderful to look at some early pictures of this property when Mother Angelica first set foot, and she had a sense that this was a place. And providentially, these 15 acres cost the exact amount of money they had raised selling fishing lures. And so to see those pictures of this undeveloped property, and then to see this land being cleared and the walls of this building and this church going up and the rafters, the remarkable rafters being put into the place, has been interesting and inspiring too, to see that faith with which Mother progressed in building this monastery in the south. And one of the things that's evident there is that, you know, there used to be sheep and goats on this property, right up above behind here, the chapel. And Mother said she called them grass cutters, so they wouldn't have to maintain, you know, the grass between the trees and so on. But one of the old-timers who was here in the early days told me that, and this was before the Mass was being televised, that one day the animals got out, and it was right before Mass, and so everybody in the congregation had to go out and try to corral them back into their pens. Could you imagine that? You're running out there now and corralling all of these animals back into their pens. And obviously it was something he never forgot. And anyone who's been a farmer, they know animals get out. They have to be gathered back in, into their pens. Well, happily, the sisters now have a flock up in Hanceville. And if you go to visit the shrine in Hanceville, make sure you look for the flock of sheep. They just had, not too long ago, a newborn lamb, white lamb. But they too got out. But this story didn't end so happily. So one of them tried to cross the river that surrounds a property and drown. Others were attacked by some wild dogs or coyotes. and died. One was permanently injured. But most of them were safely corralled back into their pen, into their sheepfold. So I begin with those illustrations because the scriptures today tell us three times about the gathering that is going to be taking place, being gathered in. And so Ezekiel prophesied, "Thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land." And then in our psalm, which is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, "He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock." And then in today's gospel, we hear again about the one who is the fulfillment of these prophecies. The one man, as Caiaphas had prophesied as high priest, that this one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish. And John, commenting on this, he said he prophesied. He was high priest that year, and he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. And we heard that word "one" again and again in today's scriptures as well. Ezekiel says, "I will make them one nation. There'll be one prince over them all. There'll be one shepherd for them all." John says that in this prophecy of Caiaphas, that Jesus was the one who was going to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So he is this one man. You know, we are vulnerable people. And sometimes we go where angels dare not tread. You know, there is that saying. And we get ourselves into trouble. We go on a path that is very dangerous, like those sheep up at the shrine. We try to go it alone, crossing the streams of this life, and doesn't turn out well, or getting attacked by ravenous wolves, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So we're a vulnerable people, and we're also a divided people. And there's only one, there's one man, Caiaphas said, it's better for one man to die than for the whole nation to perish. There's one man who makes us one, who gathers us in, even interiorly when we feel divided and conflicted and confused, that there is this one man who makes us one interiorly too, giving us this integrity and unity within our very selves. And when we find ourselves divided too, he is that sole source that can bring us together to make us one. And so in heaven, we have two great joys of being one with God, seeing him face to face, but being one with one another in the communion of the saints. Those are the two great joys of heaven, the two great delights, this bond of unity, this being gathered in, not to some earthly place, but to a heavenly one. And so Ezekiel speaks too of how they're going to be brought back, or rather the psalm speaks, "They shall mount the heights of Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem." That's where the Lord is bringing us. So since we are a divided people, we are a vulnerable people, the very safest place for us to be in our vulnerability, in our scatteredness, is to allow the Good Shepherd to gather us in, to gather us to himself. And that's what this Holy Week is about. This Holy Week is about entering into deeply these mysteries and to saying, Lord, I want to be one with you and all these things that you accomplished for love of me. And I would like to invite you, all of you who are with us through the media, as an ambassador for Christ, to be reconciled to God this week. Be reconciled to God with this week. That's the source of our oneness, interiorly and exteriorly, being one with God, who is one. So I invite you to do that, to take advantage of that. And during this Holy Week, it's such a week of grace, when we ponder so deeply and enter into so deeply these sacred mysteries of our faith. You know, Ezekiel also prophesied about a covenant that was going to be made. I will make with them a covenant of peace. What is peace? Peace is that oneness with God. Peace is that oneness that God enables us to have with one another, that oneness that he brings about. I will make with them a covenant of peace, and it shall be an everlasting covenant. That's what we're renewing today at every Mass. And that, in a very profound way, is what we're renewing during this Holy Week. Take advantage of the different liturgies that take place during this week, which are so profound, so full of grace, so meaningful, so touching, that draw us closer to Christ, that draw us, if we're scattered in this way or that way, draw us more deeply into his life, into his sheepfold, we who are a vulnerable and scattered people, to be one with him. That's the treasure that we have. This is the holiest week of the year. This is the most grace-filled week of the year. And to take advantage of participating in these liturgies. If you've been far from God for a long time, be reconciled to him. Don't let your heart continue to be divided. You know what you long for. You long for the Lord. You long to be restored. And that's the mercy that he wants to give to you. Because when we receive mercy, as we all have and we all do, we don't feel belittled. We feel restored. Finally, what I needed to put me back together has been given to me. And even more, a new life that comes from Christ and our oneness with him.